from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Question of the day here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. This is based off of a clip on NFL Live.
Yeah.
With Darren Orlovsky, the man who famously ran out of the back of the end zone. What's your mom used to make meal? And it's inspired by this audio right here.
Couple things. Hot dogs are better on the grill than they are broiled.
I agree.
I gave you that.
100%. Broiled. Two, they're actually at their best when they are cut into small pieces and added into macaroni and cheese.
Ridiculous.
Oh, that's childish.
Three, if you really want to have a great hot dog, you grill it, put disgusting. A piece of American cheese on the roll, then that, and ketchup.
Wow. I've never heard of worse ways to eat a hot dog.
All right. That's probably good.
No. You needed to roast them. Well, I mean, notoriously, in addition to running out the back of the end zone, Dan Orlovsky, also known for having the palate of a child.
Yes.
As evidence there. I think also he does not like flavor. And I say that and you sound
What was the other one?
You think I'm making fun of him? He legitimately does not like seasoning. Like, he's like, man, he wants.
He said, take some American cheese and wrap it around. It's hot.
Okay, so I have a theory on this, and that's where the question of the day comes.
All right.
So when he was a kid, I don't know if they had money or not, but usually the question of the day today is, what is your mom used to make meal? And I'll give you some examples in a second. I don't think anybody in this room grew up with very much money. You know, we all had to, our families all had to be
broke as a joke,
had to be, let's say, diligent in terms of making meals, especially in my house. We had 9 kids there for several years. But anyway, I guarantee you the cut-up hot dogs and the macaroni is something like his mom was trying to make a meal. And so it rings a bell. It's a touchstone moment, you know? For me, my mom, every day, every single day that I could remember, made homemade flour tortillas. I'm talking from flour and all that stuff.
Sure.
And a pot of beans. Like, we would have any meal and we had beans with it. We would have spaghetti and we'd have beans with it. We would have, you know... just name any weird meal.
Spaghetti and beans?
Yes. We had beans with every single meal. So a lot of times at lunch the next day, she would cut up hot dogs and put it in the beans from the day before. And to this day, I love cut up hot dogs and beans.
Okay.
Like, that's your mom used to make meal. You know,
like, what kind of beans? Like
pinto beans. A pot of pinto beans.
I've seen it with baked beans before.
No. Every single day she made beans and homemade tortillas.
Question I have for you, though, right? Being kids, especially, some people are variety folks. Some people are, you know, kind of tradition and, you know, having that routine folks. Do you recall yourself getting to a place where you were sick of getting beans every day?
No.
You weren't, so you were never in that place.
It was just part of life.
All right, cool.
You had beans every day. And the other one was our dessert. You guys might have had this too. This is a lot of people that had this. Toast with cinnamon and sugar on it.
Put it in the broil.
That was our dessert.
That was
our dessert. She didn't make any cakes and all. I mean, because, you know, we had a lot of miles to feed. So we had toast with, like, so to this day, sometimes I'm craving a piece of toast with some butter, sugar, and cinnamon. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Yep. So what was your mom used to make meal? I guarantee you that's what Orlovsky's talking about here.
I bet. But I mean, yeah, maybe. Let me not say anything more about Orlovsky.
I don't think he was necessarily as, his mom didn't have to stretch the meals as much, but nevertheless.
Yeah, maybe not.
No, that probably was a go-to meal.
Yeah.
They probably thought it was legit good.
Yeah.
For me, one of those is, I mean, look, this is a classic. Spaghetti. All right, like just having some spaghetti.
Super easy, cheap.
Easy, cheap. Yeah. You can get a good amount of it. And I think one of the things that really upsets my mom now is that I make spaghetti. My little brothers actually prefer my spaghetti to her spaghetti.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that is one of those things that I definitely get to hold over her head in some ways. But then also there's like kind of a concoction that she would make because obviously Nigerian, we have our, you know, our stew or whatever, right? Tomato based with, you know, either beef or goat or chicken or something like that. And, you know, when that's running low, she would take that, put that into rice, put some eggs with it, kind of mix it up have just kind of, you know how you
stretching the meal.
You stretch the meal once you get to the end and make a little something special out of it. Sometimes she put shrimp in it, things like that to make it, you know, I guess a little bit different. And those little stretches, oddly enough, I almost appreciated more than, you know.
And you probably still crave it sometimes.
Absolutely. 100%.
Mine was, like, I had a lot of random go-to stuff that my mom and dad used to make, like fried bologna sandwiches.
Oh, like that was, that's a good one.
That was just something that, you know, cheap and easy. Like, mm-hmm. whenever we go to the grocery store, they used to always get a couple packs of bologna.
Yep.
Because you could actually make a little meal with that. The other thing is potatoes. We used to get a sack of potatoes, mm-hmm. onions, and just cook, just fry the...
onions and potatoes.
Yep, just that's it.
Somebody then, on the text board said SOS. Y'all know what that is? Because we ate that all the time.
SOS.
You get one of those tubes of breakfast sausage and make gravy with it, like sausage gravy.
Oh, okay.
You could feed an army with that. Oh, okay. You could feed an army with that.
I do love that a lot of these are like kind of those, hey, man, we just making a meal to make it go. Although, shout out to Joseph on YouTube mentioned lumpia.
Okay.
Shake and bake chicken. They said they made it last night. Someone else mm-hmm. said King Ranch casserole. I'm not sure exactly what that is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 713 said their mom made salmon croquettes. All right.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Big money. I see you.
Excuse me.
Now, we used to have the salmon patties. Remember the little cheap salmon patties?
I do not.
Oh, yeah. Though you can get. Yeah, you can buy them like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you just make them in the patties and just kind of eat them.
Yeah.
Walk around and eat them.
Nah, tilapia was a fish around my house because that was a little bit different. Salmon, yeah. We weren't on that salmon necessarily.
You ever have spam and eggs? Not ham and eggs. Spam and
I did. Yeah, yeah. I did.
I was never on that spam. I was definitely.
They used to put spam in the potatoes. Like for
yeah,
meat.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
If we were doing like a canned meat, we would go with corned beef more than anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Another one is the kielbasa.
Kielbasa.
Yeah. We used to call it kibasi. So kibasi, just fry it, put it on a piece of bread, put mm-hmm. some mustard on it. Man.
But it's weird how all of a sudden here you are. You know, you're able to afford meals now. You're able to go out and have a great meal. Man, there are some days where I'm like, man, I could really use, I just thought of this one. I could really just use as a snack a butter sandwich. Y'all ever have a butter sandwich? I did.
Not a butter sandwich.
Nah, I wasn't really on that like that.
Toast the bread and put some butter on it?
I used to add the cinnamon with it. I was with you on that. Not just bread and butter.
Yeah.
Hey, but sometimes you had to have one of those wish me sandwiches, though. Like that happens from time to time. Some other things, arroz con pollo with beans.
That goes a long way.
They're with you. Yeah. It is toast, John. The idea of toasting bread and then putting butter on it.
No, but we'd make just a sandwich.
And then you'd put two slices of toast together?
Like big chunks of butter. You can really, you know, get unhealy.
Ah, okay. Very good. Excellent.
We used to do the syrup sandwiches.
Yeah, somebody just texted that. Yeah.
Somebody said grilled cheese. Yeah, man, a solid grilled cheese did something. Let's see. Someone said till this day, they said their mom remembers them calling okra soup the good soup. Hilarious. Yeah, I do love like the little when you get to little kids and the things that we end up saying in order to get to
the good soup.
Yeah, exactly. Fried bologna, syrup sandwiches, all sorts of different things.
We used to make chili just, you know, because that was just something easy to make,
especially when you
and that could last a couple days
when you're in that cold.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Something that warms the
fideo.
Heart.
Yep.
And we used to put the beans in the chili. How it should be.
Yep. Fideo is a great one. The little skinny Mexican noodles. Man, that can. Like
oh,
said,
okay.
She was feeding an army.
Fig, you did bring up as all this was inspired by Dan Orlovsky once again showing his taste in food, and maybe you know remembering back to when he was young, mm-hmm. the idea of macaroni and hot dogs. You had a hypothesis on this?
Yeah, look, man, he's a Caucasian guy because
he is.
This is my thing. Because
last I checked,
look, we always had this argument around Thanksgiving, which is coming up in a couple months, about is mac and cheese elite and mac and cheese is just a regular side dish and all this other stuff. This is exactly why people think this. Because if you eat mac and cheese with some freaking hot dog, put some cut up hot dogs, like, nah, I ain't grow up eating mac and cheese like that.
So you're basically saying it wasn't a poor thing, it was a white thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In some ways, yeah.
Hey, if there's some brothers out there that's eating mac and cheese like Dan Orlovsky, man, let me know.
Yeah, I think mac and cheese served as a meal that was kids coded for some folks. And I think that that's there. Whereas mac and cheese for, I think, different communities.
We talk about grandma's mac and cheese.
Right. Not even just as a side, although they would be that, but like almost like a entree in some ways.
It is.
That is dressed and up and treated as such.
And a lot of people are spicing the mac and cheese up even more. That you got like lobster mac and cheese.
Oh, there's whole restaurants that are based around that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
A lot of people saying Vienna sausage. I still take Vienna sausage on my boat because you can just pop
it. I used to eat some of that when I was younger. I can't do it now, man.
Yeah, that's me with ramen. I think
me too.
I have a philosophy that is
the ramen noodles.
There are some things that the ramen noodles, like the instant ramen. Yeah. I'll actually go and eat like a professional ramen or like whatever classed up ramen or whatever we want to call it.
Yeah.
But I have like this theory that there are some things in your life that you have a lifetime supply of, or that you have a lifetime limit on. I have reached my lifetime limit, I believe, on two things: instant ramen and honey buns. I've eaten enough of those for the rest of my life.
Man, honey buns got me through A&M, man.
Exactly. My mom used to buy them in bulk at the house because I ate them like that. And I think that I've gotten to the point where I am done forever.
You know what I got? I got like that with cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
really?
I ate cereal I had cereal for dinner at one point, man. Like, I used to eat it all throughout the day. Now I can't do cereal anymore. I can't do it.
All right, man. That's our question of the day about your favorite things that your mom used to make.
Mm-hmm.
I also appreciate that somebody didn't fully get what we were talking about, and they were like, "Mom used to make them go wash the dishes." And I was like, "I agree. Not quite what we were talking about, but that's one of the reasons why I love me a dishwasher to this day. All right, coming up next, let's talk to my Nigerian brother, and he's obviously former Houston Texan and a great insight when we talk about football. Let's talk to our guy ND Kalu leading up to Vikings Texans. We'll do that next.